I'm experimenting with when to release these. Originally, I wanted to do Friday or Saturday to recreate the show on the same day as Norm was on. But as views and listens go, it's definitely stronger during the week. I think people are listening on their commute to and from work or school. Last week we aired on Monday. This week I'm trying Tuesday. Next week, oh why not, Wednesday. And then maybe Thursday, but we'll see on that. I'm thinking those first 3 days of the week are crucial to let the silliness fly. Though, we can use some of that anytime. This week, we drop 30 years back to September 10th, 1993. It's a Norm Nathan show, which is simply titled, Hindsight. Norm feels this one will be an award winner, so make room on the shelf or wall for a trophy or plaque. Let's get this one all summed up. Jack, with traffic, 5 times. 3 Norm show opens. 2 ABC newscasts, that means we get 2 WBZ newscasts, and 4 AccuWeathers. There's also some forecast, lottery, and sports reads from Norm. Here are our callers. Scott on a car phone, Edward in Alston, Alan in Peabody, Gary from St. Louis, Fred in Virginia, Glenn in Brighton, the exciting and vibrant Irene, Nina in Malden, Ian from North Carolina, and a call you'll have to wait to hear who it's from. And man, do we have oodles of commercials. Home security from ADT. Gold Bond, of course, right? With Michael Cook from Grand Prairie, Texas. There's a WBZ promo for the Patriots game with Gil Santos. We hear that one twice. Bill Marlowe for Tommy Floramos. Classic Ovaltine with the excited Paul Grassi of Valley Stream, New York. Marazine with the lovely Hazel Dew of Houston, Texas. National Tire Wholesaler, otherwise known as NTW. Baby Gold Bond with Louise Fallon from Brooklyn, New York. Gold Bond rears its head again with James Reif from Riverdale, Illinois. Now, not to be confused with Classic Ovaltine, we hear about Rich Chocolatey Ovaltine. It's different than the other ones, of course. And don't you forget it. Silver City Ford Hyundai Coachman and Silver City Dodge Toyota. Marazine, back to stop us from getting sick, with Arlene Trieg of Coquille, Oregon. Diamond Dave Maynard for Caitlin Travel. Jackie Black of Newcastle, Indiana. And her itchy red baby. And a dramatic WBZ News promo with Jay McQuaid. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and support the show by becoming a patron over on Patreon. Episode 154, Hindsight, reveals its way to your ears now.
Southbound from Route 3 in Burlington right down through the Route 20 area in Waltham, we've got some work crews doing what they do, taking up quite a bit of space and making things reasonably sluggish for a Friday night, so do drive with extreme care. Route 93 northbound at Route 128 in the Waltham area, we've got some work crews to deal with. Traveling right now on Route 4 in the Chelmsford area, water main break is going to cause problems all night long. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Here's Norm Nathan, he's my kind of man. I listen to Norm Nathan every time I can. On WBZ in Boston, the Norm Nathan Show.
Oh, what a program. What a program. We're clearing the wall because I feel... We have to make room for another plaque. I feel that that's going to be this. This is going to be that kind of a program tonight. Another award winner, and I'm just so pleased that you could share this with us. Thank you just so darn much. Okay, let me give you some numbers first, okay? Because I know how you dig that. Massachusetts, these are the lottery numbers. Massachusetts Daily Lottery, 4586. Mass Millions, 6, 7, 10, 24, 25, 49. A bonus number of 42. No winners of the Mass Millions. And so next time the Mass Millions will be played, it'll be worth about $4 million. Tri-State Daily, 746 and 1358. Rhode Island Daily, 3604. Connecticut Daily, 457 and 1771. And the Connecticut Lotto...
It looks like I have.
I guess you have. Where are you?
I'm in Weston right now.
Oh, Weston. Okay.
I close to Cambridge, I guess.
I don't know why you said Cambridge. It said it because I saw the CA, and it's actually it says car phone.
Here's a trivia question. Remember the professor on Gift? No, just kidding.
Russell Johnson, see, Sean told me.
That's it. You were saying they were making a movie about The Shadow.
Yes.
I never saw The Shadow, but it seems like they are, or heard The Shadow, but it sounds like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel now, huh? I mean,
it seems like that, yeah, they're doing an awful lot of that kind of. I was surprised when they made a film out of The Fugitive, although that was a popular television show. Well, of course, it's become a very successful movie. Maybe The Shadow will be, too. I don't know.
The Shadow, to me, seems like kind of a rather a two-dimensional character.
I would guess, are you old enough to remember him on... No, you're not old enough to remember him on radio, I don't think. You heard him first time around?
No. I do know that, though. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. Actually, there's another movie that I'm looking forward to coming out next summer, The Flintstones. Have you heard of that?
Oh, sure. Yes, I have.
And you know who's playing Fred Flintstone? The guy's perfect for the role.
Oh, John Goodman.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Roseanne. I don't think they could have cast
he would be perfect, wouldn't he? Yeah.
I'm like you. I'm a big fan of Nick at Night. I love that 10 to 11 Mary Tyler Moore. I try and watch it every night.
Oh, do you? Because the writing on that and the casting, the characters, there's some. They kept the scene yesterday. They had the Ted Baxter famous broadcaster school, and one person showed up. And they had a faculty meeting, and one guy was in the audience.
It's playing another new show, which I think is on the same par as the old Bob Newhart show.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Mike Epstein, our ace producer, and I were just talking about that off the air. The fact that they're doing a Bob Newhart festival next week.
Yeah, all week.
Yeah.
But you know what my absolute favorite is?
Yeah?
I love Dragnet.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I watched that, too.
I just love Dragnet.
Did you know that Dragnet started out as a radio show, and Joe Friday had a mother? His mother was in the radio show, and she talked like him, only she talked like a mother. She would say stuff like, Joe, why don't you have some of the soup? I just made the soup. You like the soup. It's good soup. It's got a lot of cut-up carrots and onions, and it's nice and hot, and I made it for you. And she talked like that. It's kind of funny. Dig out one of the old Dragnet radio shows.
Oh, I would love to hear.
Play just that section of it.
I actually have bought some old movies that I've seen in video stores, some of the old Dragnet movies and some of the original Dragnet series, which was before, what's his name, who plays Gannon? What's his name? The guy that plays Gannon. You know, he was on MASH.
Harry Morgan. Harry Morgan,
well, before Harry Morgan was on, he had another partner. And this goes back to, like, 1955.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've got these videotapes. You can pick them up in some of the old, you know, some of the video stores that have big collections. It's really very interesting. I mean, this guy, Joe Friday, somebody could be so strong in their convictions and one 30-second tongue lashing from Joe Friday, and they completely changed their mind.
I know it.
It's really funny.
There were no gray areas in that program. He was the good guy, and Morgan was too, and all the rest were the bad guys.
Wouldn't it be nice if life was more like that today?
It would be easier to follow.
I'm sure would. Hey, Norman, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Scott. Thanks a lot for the call.
Take it easy.
You too. Bye bye. Coming up to news time in about a minute or so, and then what we'll do is take some more phone calls. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to do a whole lot of other things, but I tell you, it's gone so well with phone calls that, hey, we'll do it maybe the rest of the night. Or until everything turns sour, whichever comes first. Anyway, my name is Norm Nathan, and Mike Epstein is our producer. We'll be here for a few more hours. There's a guy I was trying to get in touch with. Maybe I can still reach him sometime. A guy named Ralph Persinger, Burbank, California. He's been trading and collecting school lunch boxes for about 6 years, and he says some of them really have gone up in price and become very... Anyway, I'll tell you about that later on. But we're coming up to news time right now on WBZ.
News is constantly changing. When you get in your car, punch up WBZ for the latest news, plus traffic on the threes, only on WBZ, News Radio 1030.
Date for BZ
WBZ's Jack Hart.
Well, thank you, Bill. Still some very heavy delays. Route 128 southbound, Route 3 in Burlington area, right down through the Route 16, Route 20 stretch through Newton and Waltham. So do drive with extreme care. Only one lane getting by, and traffic is very heavy. Route 93 northbound at Route 128 in Woburn and extending up for a bit. We do have some work crews there. Traffic a little bit sluggish through there as well. We've got work crews in the Sumner Tunnel. Left lane shut down while they do some cleaning until about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And still a water main break causing a problem on Route 4 in Chelmsford. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Everything you know about burglars is wrong. Most burglars don't come in through a window. They use the door in broad daylight when you're not home. In 5 minutes, they're in and out. Think about what you could lose, then think about this. You can get an easy-to-use electronic home security system for as low as $195 installed, plus a low $19.95 monthly monitoring fee. It's from ADT, the nation's leading home security company. One-time telephone connection required for a free home security review and summer savings of $100 on home monitoring. Just call 1-800-982-3100. ADT can electronically monitor your home 24 hours a day. If anyone attempts to break in, emergency dispatch operators can notify the police. This summer, protect your home, protect your family. Call ADT for a free home security review and save $100 on home monitoring. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-982-3100. There's no obligation. That's 1-800-982-3100.
This is actually the meteorologist, Dave Ryan. We'll have strong northerly winds overnight that'll bring much cooler air southward from Canada with just a few clouds, the low 57. For Saturday, sunshine and a few clouds, windy and cool, the high just 70. Mostly clear and downright chilly Saturday night, the low down to 50. Then on Sunday, we'll see that sunshine mixed with a few clouds, the high 68. Then on Monday, partial sunshine. It'll be a warmer afternoon with a high of 76. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan.
Temperature right now is 59 degrees.
Michael Cook of Grand Prairie, Texas, is telling us about his skin problem.
Just a heat rash or a heat-type itch that left unattended gets totally out of hand. An itching feeling makes you want to scratch.
But Michael Cook got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
It felt like it was going to work when I put it on, if that makes any sense. Gold Bond Powder. Cool. Almost a cleansing feeling. Made me feel fresher, cleaner, and it feels really good.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
Gold Bond Medicated Powder has solved my problem. Made my life more comfortable. Gold Bond Medicated Powder has worked for me, and I'm sure it'll work for others.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
Seacules, he steps, he fires. Crittenden's got it. Touchdown. Bledsoe out of a shotgun. Looks, fires up the field. Oh, what a great catch. Back to throw Bledsoe. Fires the shot up field. Caught on the run at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vincent Crittenden. The Patriots take on Barry Sanders and the Detroit Lions at Foxborough. Hi, this is Bill Santos. Join Gino Cappelletti and me tomorrow, 10 o'clock for the pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff for the Patriots and Lions, here on the home of the New England Patriots, WBZ, News Radio 1030.
And I was mentioning a little while ago about lunchboxes, school lunchboxes, metal lunchboxes from the 50s to the 80s are the latest hot collectibles. Ralph Persinger of Burbank, California, has been trading and collecting lunchboxes for 6 years. He says the prices lunchboxes are fetching are anything but kid stuff. Persinger says he has a Spider-Man lunchbox that's worth about $5,000. The kids still have lunchboxes. When I went to school, they did. And after that, too, because that was before the lunch program, school lunch programs. I mean, we had cafeterias and stuff, but it wasn't perfected till later. So I think, do most kids bring their lunch, or do they buy lunch there? And if they bring their lunch, are there still lunch boxes? And what are the pictures on lunch boxes now? That usually reflects the taste of kids. You know what's on lunch boxes now? Anyway, let's take some more calls. 254-1030, area code 617. I'm Norm Nathan. This is Edward in Alston. Hi, Edward.
Good evening, Norm.
Good evening.
I liked the discourse on, you know, Joe Friday and Dragnet.
Oh, yeah.
His original partner's name was Ben Alexander. That was
Ben Alexander was the... that was the original actor, or is that
the original... Yes, that's his real name.
That was the... Okay.
He was the heavyset man, affable. Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that now, yes.
And he played, I think it was Officer Frank Gannon, that was his name.
Mm.
But anyway, it's funny, as you mentioned about the $1 million case, he was perfect for that role. I mean, Jack Webb, that role was him. That poker-faced, somber, had all the answers.
Well, of course, I don't know whether, I don't think he wrote the program. Maybe he did, but
he had a lot of creative influence.
He was the one who, he devised the idea of the program. It was his idea and so on, yeah.
Have you ever seen the comedic version with Dan Aykroyd?
No, I'm aware of it, but I never did get to see it. Was that funny?
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't as good as some, but there was a lot of good lines in it.
Mm.
And he perfected that role on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, see, I don't get to see Saturday Night Live. I'll have to figure out how to tape that.
Tape it.
I know it. I should do that, but I've never figured out how to tape stuff when I'm not there. You know, I know that sounds stupid, but if I'm there, you know, I hit the record button and it's great. But the record stuff, so the machine goes on at the right time, and I still haven't figured that out.
Do you have cable?
Yes, I do.
That makes it even more complicated.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that makes it easy.
No.
Okay.
It's, so VCR timing. I used to work with a guy. He was big, ferocious, and huge. And he used to tape soap operas all day.
Oh, really?
And
just a softly deep
so many years in kitchens, that's all he ever watched during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was just, but speaking of like the way Batman is and everything now,
yeah.
Well, there's two Batmans now. There's the Batman of old that everybody remembers, you know, high moral, sterling crime fighter. And a new Batman has been created over the years, and he's what they, you know, he has a dark side. He has emotional problems. He kills.
Oh, really? No.
Yes. Now, that's the portrayal that Michael Keaton does.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In Batman 1 and 2.
Okay. I did see Batman 1.
Yeah. Remember when he had no problem at all dropping Jack Nicholson into that vat of acid?
I guess that's true, yeah. You mean the old Batman would have done that?
Oh, no. He would have tied him up with a batarang.
With a batarang.
Revived him with smelling salts from the utility belt. Do you want to know I found an error in that movie, the first Batman?
Really?
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Do you know when, before he became the Joker, Jack Nicholson and the gang are, like, looting the chemical works?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the crooked policeman?
Yeah.
Well, as he's standing outside the factory, handing out wanted posters and issuing instructions, shoot to kill, 10 minutes later, inside the factory, he's confronted by Pat Hingle, Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
He's totally clean-shaven. 10 minutes earlier, out in the parking lot, he had about a 4-day growth.
That's funny, yeah.
And, you know,
Somebody didn't catch that.
I did. It took me about 25... I own both of them.
Yeah.
And I love the photography. I love the scenery. You know, they spend an awful lot of money on, technical effects.
Yeah, I've got the video of that. It's the same thing. I'll have to...
Have you ever seen Blade Runner?
No, I have. Is that about the blind skater?
No.
No, obviously not. No.
No. It's a science fiction movie set in Los Angeles about 20, 25 years from now.
No, I don't know that.
And the funny thing is, you know, the whole premise is that the Earth is dying and most people are going to the off-world colonies. And Ridley Scott was the director. He did Alien. He said the best thing about this movie was I didn't have to spend a lot on special effects. L.A. took care of it really well for me. He had all these bizarre-looking extras as the crowd, you know, punkers and everything like that. The weather was generally gloomy. Everybody, you know, all his exteriors, he had to do very, very little.
Oh, yeah.
Like L.A. is, you know, what the future is going to look like if we don't stop polluting our country.
And so he had it right there.
But anyway, let's see. And... Can you say who you like for mayor, Norm? Are you allowed, I
can say that. I don't live in Boston.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't paid, you know, I there are some I like. No, I would not want to say just yet, because if I were, even if I lived in Boston and we're going to vote, I think I'd like to hear more of them. I think there are a few candidates that might be good. I think most people are really not fired up yet about it. You live in Austin.
Yeah.
So who would you be voting for?
I'm going to go for Rosario Salerno.
She seems like a very decent lady.
Yes, and I believe it's high time that, like, women, you know, assume positions of leadership.
Yeah.
I don't have any problems. I don't feel threatened. There's a girl in my neighborhood, well, not that close to me, but she does outdoor construction every day. I mean, she comes home in the hip waders and, you know, grime across the face. And my friend says, wow, look at that. And I said, hey, I'm real happy she wants to do it because I don't.
Yeah, that's what do you think of Hillary Clinton?
I admire her very much.
I see. I do, too.
And I'll tell you why.
The reason I asked you, I want your reason in a second, but
okay.
The reason that I asked you is you said you were not threatened, and I wonder if there aren't a lot of guys who are threatened, because she gets trashed all over the place, but not only by guys, but by women, too. Does she threaten women also, do you think?
Well, you have to remember the Ray Amendment was defeated. You know, Phyllis Schlafly, she had a major part in that.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, the thing about Hillary Clinton is, because she's, and I won't say a domineering, because she isn't, but she is a strong, forceful woman. She's an attorney. I'm going to Suffolk. I'm in paralegal courses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to have a certain demeanor.
Well, when women are, well, see, women are called pushy when they're like that. Men are called
aggressive.
Aggressive or dynamic. Not even aggressive sometimes, just dynamic.
But, I mean, the woman has a proven track record in sort of setting up and organizing committees.
Well, she's also described as one of the top lawyers in the country.
And here's the bottom line, Norm. She's not drawing 5 cents from the government for any of this.
No.
She's not submitting vouchers. She's not getting an honorarium. She's not getting a bonus.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been nice that there were some first ladies, especially like Jackie Kennedy or Nancy Reagan, who, you know, made the White House even better as it was, as far as different paintings, tapestries, uncovering old pieces of furniture that would go with it. And they're to be commended, too. And, you know, Betty Ford really made her mark in the areas of substance abuse. I always thought Rosalind Carter, I always admired her strength. She was known as the Steel Magnolia.
Hmm.
And to be real honest with you, you know, I didn't want Nixon's blood at Watergate. I believe his resignation was punishment enough. And I didn't feel anger or regret on the day he left. But when I saw him at his wife's funeral, that was a Richard Nixon I had never seen before.
Hmm.
So deeply moved and
she apparently was tremendously important
to
him.
You know, in her own way, she was a very dynamic woman. She certainly knew how to work a crowd. She was very rarely at ease. And, I mean, he must have been in his own way, or must be in his own way. He can probably be maybe a little difficult to be around sometimes.
I would think so, yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, most of these women, you know, I love the news, and I read the papers every day. I usually read the Herald and the Globe and the New York Times or USA Today if I get a chance, plus the Phoenix, plus Bay Windows. And this, you know, the Clinton wasn't even in office 3 weeks, and they're running around finding out how much Hillary spent for the haircut or his $250
haircut. Yeah, I know it.
It isn't Bill Clinton who got the haircut. It's the President of the United States. Like Harry Truman said, all these things, the 21-gun salutes, the snapping to attention of soldiers, the bowing down and everything. He said, that's not me. That's the presidency. He says, which it'll be still after I leave office. You know, in the Army, they used to have a saying, if you don't like an officer, salute the rank. Don't worry about the man. Salute the symbolism of the rank.
Right.
And so if you have a resentment against an officer, you don't want to make it a little harder on yourself by, you know, not being, you know, doing the right thing by saluting him. So salute the uniform. Salute the concept. You don't have to salute the individual. I mean, I personally think right now with this thing in the Mideast, I would love to see Richard Nixon brought in as a major consultant. I wouldn't be surprised to read in the paper that Clinton called him up. The man still has a fantastic grasp of foreign policy.
Yeah, well, he and along with all the other former presidents, as you know, have been invited into the White House Monday to watch the signing of this PLO-Israeli covenant that will be signed at that time.
There's a wealth of talent right there.
Yeah,
I mean, Jimmy Carter is...
We have a way of discarding former presidents, and we really ought to utilize them more. And maybe that'll be the case one day, although I doubt it. Maybe.
Do you want to hear something I learned this year in history in college?
Yeah.
When Theodore Roosevelt was president, a lot of people didn't know this, but he was an amazing, besides being an amateur, he was a full-fledged and accredited archaeologist and anthropologist. And he had a small laboratory built in the White House. And the Smithsonian would get fossils and things they couldn't identify, and they'd ship them over to the White House. And he'd excuse himself from the cabinet meeting, and the white coat would go on, and he'd go in the laboratory and lock the door. And then within 2 or 3 hours, the specimen would be on its way back to Smithsonian, what it is, where it came from, how old it was.
Yeah.
You know, and
he was, he was a tremendous intellectual in the sense also that he read constantly. Even while he was waiting to go on to make a speech, he'd be backstage reading a book, you know.
What I admire about him is I would like to see, I know there's pressing more problems in the world, hunger, AIDS, breast cancer in women. I mean, there's so many things that cry out. But where I don't know much about what his position is on it, I would like to see a president who's very strong in conservation. I mean, at least 40% of our drinkable water is polluted.
Well, I think you've got a guy like Clinton who's a lot more attuned to that kind of thing than we've had for quite a few years.
Does Al Gore impress you?
He impressed me on the Letterman show. Did you see him yesterday?
I caught glimpses of it.
I thought he was very funny. Yeah, he does impress me.
The best I saw him was in a debate against Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
He ate Limbaugh's lunch.
I'm glad.
He was just, you know what it is? It was just a superior intellect.
Okay. Hey, listen, I got to get going. Thanks
a
lot.
As always.
Good to hear from you. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Bill Marlowe for Tommy Floramo's restaurant. What a nice restaurant. At 213 Everett Avenue in Chelsea, where you're going to find quality Italian barbecue and seafood, the best single or twin lobsters served with salad and choice of pasta, potato, nice presentation. And Tommy Floramo's prime rib is a must. It's huge. It's meaty. It's succulent. It's delicious. And will you try the veal margarita, a veal dipped in an egg batter, sautéed mushrooms and the lemons in that beautiful white wine sauce? The marinated barbecue steak, lamb, pork, or turkey tips, or boneless chicken breast at Tommy Floramo's is incomparable. Floramo's Restaurant at 213 Everett Avenue, Chelsea, opens 7 days for lunch and dinner. Please tell Tommy Floramo that Bill sent you in. The food is exquisito, magnifico, fantastico.
Visit Tom Floramo's mini butcher shop for Floramo's famous marinated barbecue steak, tender lamb, and delicious pork and turkey tips.
The extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Dave Ryan calls for partly cloudy, cool weather overnight, lows about 57. Very close to that right now outside our plush but not overly ostentatious WBZ studios. It's about 58, 59 degrees right now. And then during the day on Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, cool, highs 70. Saturday night, clear and chilly, down to about 50. Sunday, sunshine followed by clouds, highs 68. Monday, partly cloudy, warmer on Monday with high temperatures about 76 degrees.
Paul Grossi of Valley Stream, New York. When's the last time you tried Ovaltine?
I just had a cup 20 minutes ago. I just had some lunch and I had a glass of Ovaltine. I have it in my hand right now, and I've been drinking it for years.
Classic Ovaltine not only tastes good, it contains 10 essential vitamins and minerals, nutrients you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
Try something that's refreshing and healthy for you at the same time. I would select Ovaltine. In fact, you know, you could have it hot or cold. You could have it with hot milk, or you could have it with cold milk. So it makes for a different kind of drink.
Just 2 glasses of classic Ovaltine and milk provide almost 100% of the recommended daily allowance of B-complex vitamins A, C, and D, plus other important nutrients the body needs for strong bones, strong teeth, good eyesight, and more.
I hope more people get exposed to it somehow. Ovaltine is a great drink. That's the real reason I buy it. great taste, and it has nutritional value. Aside from all that, it's also a fun drink.
Classic Ovaltine. Tastes great, and it's great for you. Available at Osco Drug.
Red Sox split their doubleheader, by the way. They won the first game 7-4. Finally a win. No, a loss. Another loss by Clemens. They won the second game 5-4 in 11 innings. 5-4 in 11 innings. And which means that since Toronto won and the New York Yankees... Wait a minute, I got the wrong day. Hold on, hold on. Yeah, no. Toronto won. That's right. They clobbered California 10-4. The Yankees lost to Kansas City 6-5. Detroit beat Chicago 4-0. These are the teams in front of the Red Sox in the American League East. It means the Red Sox are six games out. What am I making a big thing? You think you have a chance of winning the division title? Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's take some more calls. Alan in the Peabody. Hi, Alan. You're on WBZ.
Norm, I love your show.
Hey, I love you, too. Thanks a lot for saying that.
Hey, yeah.
In St. Louis, are you really in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I've talked to you several times, Norm. I'm a friend of Bob's. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right. I remember now, Kerry. Nice to hear from you. How are things going out in St. Louis?
Oh, it's a nice night out here. It's about 50 degrees.
Yeah,
it's beautiful night.
Okay.
You were talking about Jack Webb earlier.
Yes.
You remember a movie he made? It was an old black and white movie called The D.I.?
What is that? Drill instructor?
Drill instructor, yeah. He played a Marine Corps drill instructor.
Yeah, I do. I remember that there was such a movie.
Yeah.
I don't recall the details.
In my opinion, it was probably the best thing I ever saw him do.
Really?
Not too many people have ever seen it. It wasn't really successful, but it was a great flick. It really was.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that on the American Movie Classics or any of these, channels that bring back old movies.
Or his estate has some kind of a claim of some kind or another. It's not available for foreplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't see it unless you have a copy of it.
I wonder why that would be.
I don't know. I don't understand that either. But I've tried to buy a number of places. I've tried to buy VCR of it or whatever. I found somebody a 35mm copy of it. But it's probably, in my opinion, the best thing he ever did.
Mm.
But at any rate, I was glad to hear that there's at least one more FOBH than me. Friend of Bill and Hillary left.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, I think there are a few. I think you get.
I think there are more of us every day.
I think you get a slanted view when you listen to radio.
Oh, you sure do.
Somebody, I guess, checked out talk hosts.
Right.
And found out that they're all kind of conservative white guys.
Well, you noticed that.
I noticed that.
You know, one of the best ones is the fellow you're sitting in for tonight.
Well, he's extremely conservative. That's quite true.
He really is, you know.
But he's not the only one. David Brudner, who precedes him, is very conservative.
Oh, yeah.
And if you turn to other stations, you find most of them are. Even the ones that say they're liberal really aren't. I mean, at the most, they may be somewhat moderate.
Exactly.
But on the conservative side,
sure.
too.
I mean, where's Jerry Wilson when we really need him?
Hey, there you go.
You know, I'm serious. I don't think enough people realize. And I remember those days. I'm your age, or almost. And I remember the days when DZ and Jerry Williams led the nation into battle against Dick Nixon.
Maybe he's older now. I don't mean Jerry. I guess both Jerry and Nixon. And I think maybe you get more conservative as the years go by. I don't know.
Well, last I haven't heard Jerry on the air anywhere for a long time. Last time I knew where he was in Philly.
Yeah, hey, listen, would you mind if we didn't talk about him too much?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you understand he's not a competing station.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know you can't pick up that station.
No.
In the same area you can pick up the station.
Well, certainly not.
So once he left here, he sort of went into oblivion. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, once you've been at the best, where else can you go?
That's right, yeah. Downhill, which is the way it's worked out.
But at any rate... I kind of think that you're right about that. In general, most of the folks
I listen
do talk radio are conservative.
Yeah,
they are white middle-aged males.
That's right, and they're almost all males. So we, but even the women are conservative.
Oh, yeah.
The ones at least out of Boston for the most part.
I guess what I'm constantly amazed at is every day I pick up the newspaper or I turn on the TV news, and here's something else that went right for a change. You know, the Israelis and the PLO are going to sign that agreement.
That's right, yes.
It actually, Bob Dole actually thinks now that there's going to be some kind of health care passed. Read that today in a Kansas City paper. He grudgingly admits that there will be some kind of health care.
Yeah, well, his role seems to be just simply to say, whatever you're doing, President Clinton,
don't
is wrong. It's wrong, and we won't
stand
for it.
Have you noticed that since the Federal Election Commission fined him $100,000 for violations of the campaign expenditure laws in 1988, that he's been a lot quieter?
I hadn't noticed that, but I'll take your word.
I've noticed that.
Okay, I got to get going because we have news coming up in about a minute.
Care.
Hey, thanks for the call, Gary. Have a good trip wherever you're going.
If you suffer from motion sickness, listen to Hazel Dew of Houston, Texas.
All my life I've had problems with motion sickness, but if I was in the back seat of the car on a long trip, I would get so nauseated and so dizzy I couldn't walk. It was just terrible.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
The minute I tried Marazine, I found relief and I can travel and I would not be without it. When I take that, my mind tells me I'm going to be all right, and I am.
Marazine contains a medically proven ingredient no other leading motion sickness tablet has, and Marazine won't cause the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
Marazine. It's given me self-confidence to feel that I can travel alone and be secure and not feel that I'm going to be extremely sick or ill on an airplane all by myself.
Marazine. Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Okay, I'm coming up to news. And then here's the plan I have for the next hour. This has gone so great. We'll take some more calls. Nothing terribly original about that, but what the heck. Norm Nathan here, along with Mike Epstein, our producer. Stay tuned. Nice to have you with us, old sport.
Wake up with Gil Santos on Sports, mornings at quarter past and quarter of the hour, starting at 5:15, only on News Radio 1030, WBZ, Boston.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Cowdery. It's been extremely difficult for Yasser Arafat to legally enter the U.S., but on Monday, he may be a welcome guest at the White House. That's when the PLO and Israel formally sign an agreement giving Palestinians limited self-rule in the occupied territories. A senior U.S. official says the PLO is pushing hard for a role for Arafat in the ceremony in the South Lawn, and President Clinton is taking the position that it's up to the PLO to choose its delegation. The PLO's executive council has formally approved the agreement. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres says even though the PLO was a terrorist organization, he believes it will honor its commitment.
I feel that all of us are human beings, and we are capable of changing not only to the worse, but also to the better. And I think the great thing about this change in the situation is that the PLO has decided to change its own identity.
Jordan's King Hussein is optimistic that his country can eventually make peace with Israel. An agenda is expected to be signed in Washington on Tuesday to work toward that end. And President Clinton spoke with Syrian leader Assad to discuss the latest developments. Syria has been absent from some of the recent talks. ABC's Tony Tuma reports from Damascus.
President Clinton knew of Syria's bitter feelings, so he reassured President Assad that the peace process is a large process and that it will include Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, and that the efforts towards peace will continue to achieve such a goal.
Correspondent Tuma says President Assad thanked President Clinton for the call and assured him of his commitment to the peace process. President Clinton is in the midst of a campaign-style swing through the West in an effort to promote the plan to streamline federal government at a savings of $108 billion over 5 years. In California, he said the current maze of federal job training programs is crazy, and a lot of people fall through the cracks. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Bill Watson, WBZ News. A 22-year-old Lawrence man is being held on $50,000 bail, charged with a fire last year that destroyed three buildings and left 100 people homeless.
Authorities say Noel Pagan set the fire in retaliation as part of a drug war. The state Supreme Court has allowed a lesbian couple to adopt a 5-year-old girl. The girl is the biological child of one of the women who've raised her from birth. Only a handful of states currently allow adoptions by same-sex couples. The Boston School Committee meets today to consider that proposed 3-year teacher contract. The teachers' union has already ratified the pact. If it gets approved by the school committee, it goes on to the city council. Walmart is reconsidering plans to build stores in 4 Massachusetts communities. A company spokesman says there could be several problems, including zoning ordinances and resistance from local governing bodies. The towns in question are Framingham, Northborough, Saugus, and Westford. Boston mayoral candidate Mickey Roach says if elected, he'll push for a commuter tax on non-residents making over $75,000 a year. Roach says he'll use the money to put more police officers on the street. We check traffic on the 3s now and get an update from BZ's Jack Hartley.
Well, thank you, Bill. We do have still some work crews out and about. This report brought to you by National Tire Wholesaler. We've got some work crews on Route 128 southbound from just about the Burlington area down through the Newton-Waltham stretch. Only one lane of traffic getting by, and it's still pretty tight. Keep it in mind. You may want to find an alternate route. Traveling Route 93 heading northbound by Route 128 and Woburn, we've got some work crews there, and they do extend a little bit beyond that area as well, so keep that in mind. Downtown, we do have one lane in the Sumner Tunnel shut down. That'll be in effect until about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Northbound and southbound on the expressway, light to moderate volume. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Whoever said don't go changing for me obviously didn't see your tires. Stop in at NTW for tires at a guaranteed low price. NTW for tires, they're it.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
It started as a little rash. It's just red and, like, prickly. Like a heat rash. I feel bad.
Then Louise Fallon of Brooklyn, New York, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Now, all I use is the Baby Gold Bond. I think it's the best powder that you could use. I don't use it just for rash. I use it every diaper change.
Baby Gold Bond combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recognize as both safe and effective, including a skin-protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
It helped the rash, and I use it as a preventative. It's like a shield that he doesn't stay wet. Really, he hardly gets rashes anymore. He loves Baby Gold Bond.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan. We'll have strong northerly winds overnight that'll bring much cooler air southward from Canada with just a few clouds, the low 57. For Saturday, sunshine and a few clouds, windy and cool, the high just 70. Mostly clear and downright chilly Saturday night, the low down to 50. Then on Sunday, we'll see that sunshine mixed with a few clouds, the high 68. Then on Monday, partial sunshine. It'll be a warmer afternoon with a high of 76. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan.
Thank you, Dave. That was a really swell job. However, we have a number of other candidates we're looking at, so just leave your name and we'll certainly be in touch. Thank you just so much. 58 degrees now.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Norm Nathan, he's the talk of the town. Lift you up when you're down, Norm Nathan. On WBZ in Boston. Here's Norm.
Hello. How do you do? I'm Norm. Hi. Anyway, the lot of you remember what our slogan is now for this program. Plan to leave this world a little sillier than you found it. Thank you. Massachusetts daily lottery number 4586. The Mass Million 6, 7, 10, 24, 25, 49, and the bonus number 42. No winners. Next time Mass Millions will be worth about 4 million. Tri-State Daily is 746 and 1358. The New Hampshire Cash Lotto is 478, 14, 27, and 35. The Friday winning numbers in the Lotto Vermont jackpot 15, 11, 13, 21, and 29. You never even knew, did you, that there was a Lotto, Vermont. The Cranston, Rhode Island, not Cranston, but from Cranston comes the Rhode Island winning numbers of the daily lottery, 3604. Connecticut, 457 and 1771. And the Lotto in Connecticut, 1, 2, 21, 28, 36, and the very lovely 38. Red Sox split a doubleheader with Cleveland. They lost the first game 7-4 and won the second game 5-4 in 11 innings. Struggling Roger Clemens lost that first game. His record is now 10-13. And I really don't care to discuss it any further beyond that, but that was the whole thing. Thank you so much. Okay, let's talk with Fred in Virginia. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Good.
Yeah, hearing you talking about the liberals, it sort of reminded me of the young couple who had to find a liberal rabbi to get married.
Uh-huh.
Mom was so liberal, he was a Nazi.
The rabbi was so liberal, he was a Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, that is a hilarious joke. It's certainly a thigh slapper.
You're right.
Yeah.
No,
this is one of the reasons we sort of keep away from politics. I know we did plunge into it for a while, but if you can keep things a little bit lighter,
yeah.
Although it can't get much lighter than that. That was that kind of floated away on the wings of song.
Did you talk about the old movie serial of The Shadow?
No, I did not. I didn't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Of course, from the big city like you're from, you probably didn't have too many serials at the movie houses.
Well, no, I remember serials when I was a kid. Yes, I do remember them. Yeah.
Yeah. This actor's name was Victor Jory.
Well, Victor Jory played he played The Shadow?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I know he played Injun Joe in Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Of course you knew that. I knew you knew that.
Yeah. The old Tailspin Tommy series. You remember that one?
I remember Tailspin Tommy. The pilot. Yes.
Do you remember who played Skeezicks?
Skeezicks.
His sidekick.
No, I was at
Wallace Beery Jr.
Wallace Beery Jr. He also played Tarzan in one series.
Yeah.
Did you know that? He was a skinny, kind of little skinny Tarzan. Yeah.
Wallace Beery Jr.?
I think so. No, maybe. No, no, no. You know, it was Noah Beery.
Noah Beery.
Now, was he related to Wallace Beery?
I don't know.
And Wallace Beery Jr., was he?
He was
Wallace Beery's son?
Right. The old Tugboat Annie series.
Oh, I didn't even know he had a son.
Yeah, and he also played in that the TV series, The Rockford Files. He was the uncle or father or somebody of Rockford.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. I did not know that.
Yeah, you know, when you were doing that anniversary thing on BZ.
Oh, yes.
I sort of did a double take because my family used to sing years ago on a radio station back in Illinois was WDZ Tuscola.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so when I first moved here and I got you on the radio, and it's at WBZ, and I thought, no, it can't be.
Yeah, there are other stations with similar call letters. I think there's one up in Bangor, Maine, called WLBZ.
Yeah, this is WDZ, third oldest station in the nation.
Really? The third oldest?
Third oldest is funny. Yeah.
Well, KDK is probably the oldest, I think.
Uh-huh.
And the second oldest is a station in Findlay, Ohio. It's the only station in the country with 7 call letters.
7?
Yeah, WLGDYX69421.
I'm trying to make a word out of that, huh?
Yeah. I made that up. I just made that whole thing up. It wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funny when I was thinking of it.
Yeah.
And Fred, I fell flat on my face.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay, you're sure are you?
There are a lot of those serials that ran then. They had one called The Green Hornet.
I didn't know that. That was on radio. I didn't know it was on. It was a serial, too. They had one, The Invisible Man was one.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of older people, much older than us, remember
sure.
The Perils of Pauline was one of the very early serials.
That was before my time. Yeah.
Yes, it was my time, too.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased to say that.
Yeah.
But I can't say that about many things.
But that's the way they keep us coming back to the movies every week.
That's right. Sure.
update from BZ's Jackpot.
Well, thank you, Bill. We've got some work crews in a few different spots. We've got them out on Route 93, heading northbound in the Woburn area. They start at Route 128 and head up for about a half mile or so. A little bit sticky through there, so be careful. Route 128 itself, heading southbound from just about Route 3 in the Burlington area, right down through the Waltham stretch. We've got work crews. Only one lane getting by, so be very careful through there. Kind of tough. And if you're traveling downtown, you're going to find work crews in the Sumner Tunnel. The left lane shut down. That in effect until about 5:30. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. James Reif of Riverdale, Illinois, is telling us about his itchy skin problem.
I was flaky skin and redness after scratching. It was irritated, and there was some redness to it, but it was just a constant itch.
But James Reif got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
And I started using Gold Bond and never had no problems since then. The initial reaction was it was kind of soothing, and then all of a sudden it was a cooling effect. And after that, it seemed like the itching disappeared.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
After using it a few times, I've been using it ever since. Gold Bond medicated powder. It stopped the itching. That's the main thing. Gold Bond has did wonders for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan. We'll have strong northerly winds overnight that'll bring much cooler air southward from Canada with just a few clouds, the low 57. For Saturday, sunshine and a few clouds, windy and cool, the high just 70. Mostly clear and downright chilly Saturday night, the low down to 50. Then on Sunday, we'll see that sunshine mixed with a few clouds, the high 68. Then on Monday, partial sunshine. It'll be a warmer afternoon with a high of 76. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan.
Temperature is 57 degrees in Boston now.
He kills, he steps, he fires. Crittenden's got it. Touchdown. Bledsoe out of a shotgun. Looks, fires up the field. Oh, what a great catch. Back to throw Bledsoe. Fires the shot up field. Caught on the run at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vincent Brisby. The Patriots take on Barry Sanders and the Detroit Lions at Foxborough. Hi, this is Bill Santos. Join Gino Cappelletti and me tomorrow, 10 o'clock for the pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff for the Patriots and Lions, here on the home of the New England Patriots, WBZ News Radio 1030.
Hi, you're tuned to WBZ News Radio 1030, but I think Gil Santos already said that. Okay, let's take some calls. We'll go to Glenn in Brighton. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Norm.
Hi.
Hi. that's interesting. You had two sightless people in a row, Marge from Indiana and then me. So that's just who's on before the news, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was thinking about Indiana as an interesting state because in the winter, it transcends two time zones, parts of it. When they move the clocks back in October, some of them don't move the clocks back.
That's true. Some of them are on standard time all the time.
Yeah.
And some are not, some parts of the state. That's true.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I find that really fascinating. I very often just think about that a whole lot. I think, boy, you know, Indiana is partly standard time and partly daylight saving time. I find that's interesting. I try to bring that up at every cocktail party I ever go to.
At the water cooler.
At the cocktail. They don't have water coolers at cocktail parties.
That's true. But no, I called two things. First thing on Halloween, when I was a kid, when I had partial sight, I used to go trick-or-treating. I was Casper the Friendly Ghost. I had one of those glow-in-the-dark costumes. I don't know if they still make them. It's a fluorescent costume.
Oh, yes.
And I know you don't want to get too heavy, but as you know, Casper was a liberal, and he was a cool dude.
Casper the ghost was a liberal?
Yeah, he was a friendly ghost. So he wasn't mean-spirited. He was a cool guy.
I see. So the fact that he was a friendly ghost, friendly is the key word for liberal?
Yeah.
I see.
Like you. You're friendly.
I see. You think conservatives then are not friendly?
Well, I mean, they don't come across that way. I mean, they're friendly if it doesn't come out of their pocket, that kind of thing.
I see. Okay.
But anyway, I didn't want to get too deep. I was,
no, but that's pretty heavy stuff.
I knew you'd
okay,
like,
though. Yeah.
But I was like you. I was kind of a wimp on Halloween too.
Most of my friends were. None of us ever did anything really bad.
My brother hung out with guys that put Jell-O in your swimming pool and stuff like that. But I never.
Yeah, but that was okay. That didn't really hurt anybody though, did it? Why would you put Jell-O in a swimming pool?
Well, it clogs up the filter.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, when I was a kid, nobody had a swimming pool.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, the reason I called.
How do you know that's true?
What?
How do you know it was true that when I was a kid, people did not have swimming pools? You said that's true. How do you know that?
Well, I hope you don't get mad at me, but I mean, I know you're 68, and I just, you know, I know.
Actually, I'm only 67. I won't be 68 till December.
That's
don't,
right.
don't rush it.
I'm
just
sorry.
Give me a year, you see, at a time.
No, actually, I called you to come in. Last Sunday morning was the most fascinating show I've ever heard you do. You, actually, Marge called. She was reading some things, and then you had, you called that woman from the talk station in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, KDKA, yeah.
Yeah, that was Trish Beatty and her producer, Amanda Cohen. They both sound like Linda Ellerbee. They have kind of scratchy voices, but they sound cool.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting because we were on her station and she was on ours.
Right.
And between KDKA in Pittsburgh and WBZ Boston, we must have covered about two-thirds of the country.
Yeah, well, I wish
maybe half the country.
Well, I used to live in Rhode Island where you can get them at night without BZ splattering over, and I wish if I was in Rhode Island, I could have, like put the dial, heard like a simo, put the dial between them, you know.
You would have heard me on the phone on her program and her on the phone on this program. It would have been just a non-exciting, Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's,
You lead an exciting life, don't you, Glenn?
Well, you're looking for callers who want to make life more silly than it was.
That's right. And we want you to leave this world sillier than you found it is the way it goes.
That's my goal too.
That's your slogan also. That's good.
Well, it's not my slogan per se because I don't want to steal yours. But
no, I don't mind anybody stealing my stuff. That's okay.
I like that other one about walk slow and carry a big stick.
That was good.
Yeah, because I use a cane myself, so that stick.
That
cane.
That would be good.
It's apropos to my situation.
That would be apropos. Yes.
And. Also, I was calling on the, I was just curious on that survey. You said that, I wasn't too much of it, I know it's kind of heavy, but you were saying that a lot of it.
About white liberals?
Yeah.
I mean, not white liberals, white guys who run radio shows. Talk shows are usually run by white guys who are conservative, yes. That was a survey. It wasn't my survey. Somebody else took a survey and came to that conclusion. Because everybody talks about the liberal Northeast, and if that's true, you'd think it would be true in Boston, and it really is not. Most of the talk people on Boston radio are conservative.
I know. Well, some of them, they're all economically conservative. Some of them are libertarian, which is so...
Libertarian is conservative. Don't let them fool you with that title.
Economically.
No, they're economically and socially conservative, and don't you forget that, Glenn.
Well...
No. David Brudnoy is conservative, both socially and economically. Libertarian doesn't the word libertarian sounds like it might be liberal, but it's not.
No, I said socially they're liberal. I didn't say.
No, they're not. Socially, they're not liberal either.
Well.
No, they're not. They're not, Glenn. Take my word for it. Don't fight me on this, Glenn, because I'll have to hit you right in the nose.
All right, next week. I was going to ask you, will you be on next weekend, a farm stand? Will that interrupt your schedule?
No, I'll be at the farm stand. No, as a matter of fact, I believe next weekend I'll be on right through a couple of more nights. I believe Bob Raleigh will be taking a couple of days off. So I'll be on, I think, Sunday all the way through instead of just till 1 a.m. And then the next night also through the night.
Yeah, I love it when he takes Monday off because that gives you 6 hours.
Well, 5 hours, midnight to 5 a.m.
No, I mean Sunday night, 11.
To Sunday morning, to Monday morning, yes, it does.
I don't think 5 hours does you justice.
I'm just beginning to warm up. I really need about 15, 16 hours at a crack to really get into stride. Yeah. Are we being silly now?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's good.
Okay, Glenn, I tell you the truth. There's a woman hanging on the other line.
Uh-oh.
And I'd kind of like to talk to her. There are a couple of women.
Oh, that's cool. You and I both like to talk to women.
Yeah, so you can understand why I want to get rid of you quickly and dump you as fast as I can so I can talk to a woman.
Well, if it's Ruth Quinn, say hi for me.
I will. It's not in either case.
All right.
But I have a feeling I'll be hearing from her soon because she's very much involved with the farm stand.
I know.
Okay, Glenn, thanks a lot. So I had to dump him. I just had to dump him because, Irene, I dumped him because I wanted to get to you.
You did? Well, yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah, because you just sound like an exciting, vibrant, beautiful female.
You get that? Oh, imagine.
I get that through my earphones here, yes. Right.
I called you once before. I told you the Boston Terrier was a state dog.
Yes, you did tell me that. That's true, and I've never forgotten that, and I never will as long as I live.
Well, I heard
so
you
help
talk,
me God.
I heard you talking about the shadow.
You did?
Yes.
What,
I know who he was.
Who was he?
Frank Reddick.
Oh, was he the actor who played that?
Right. Right from the beginning.
You know all that stuff, Irene.
He was married to my cousin.
Because Orson Welles, was he not the shadow for a while?
Yes, but this Orson Welles had the Mercury playing. You remember that?
No, I do know that, but Orson Welles was the shadow also for a while.
Yes, but
your cousin was also the shadow.
Well, he was the first shadow.
I see. Who was the second shadow?
Well, I guess Orson Welles, I really don't know, but I know Frank Reddick was.
Okay.
He was a New York actor.
A New York actor?
I'll tell you the beginning. There was a man in New York. I won't mention his name.
Why not?
Well, I have it on a piece of paper, and I can't find it.
Oh, you can't remember it. I see.
Well, I have it. They asked
him I thought you were not going to give his name.
Oh, well, I could find it if I have to.
No, I thought you were not giving his name.
No,
let me finish the sentence, because I'm saying something hilarious here.
Yeah.
I thought you would not give his name pending notification of next of kin.
Yeah.
Never mind. Just go on with the story.
Well, they asked him to be the shadow, and he practiced that sentence for weeks and weeks in his apartment.
What sentence?
What evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Yeah.
And just as he was going to be the shadow, he got a part in a Broadway show, and he couldn't be the shadow.
Well, that is a fascinating story.
So a friend, some other man he knew, Frank Reddick, took over the shadow.
This is your cousin?
My cousin's husband.
Your cousin's husband?
Yep. And he was a shadow for a good many years.
Now this other guy rehearsed that line for weeks?
Yes.
The one line? Why did he have to rehearse
it? Well, I won't say the one line, but he was practicing to be the shadow.
I see.
Yeah, but he never was, and he practiced it for a long time. My cousin told me this.
Yeah.
And then her husband was Frank Reddick, and they lived in, they all lived in Greenwich Village.
Mm.
But he was her first husband. She married later, my cousin did. Well, anyway, they had a son, and he was also a radio actor. And Frank Reddick did it for quite a long time.
Mm.
And they said even in later years, they'd have him come in and make that statement, just a statement. I never heard Cranston. This was all we called Lamont Cranston.
No, Lamont Cranston was the shadow's name.
I know it, but this was all before that.
Well, how could it be before that? Lamont Cranston was the character name in the play.
I never listened to those plays.
Yeah, see, that wasn't the real actor's name. That was the name of the character, so he had always been the Lamont Cranston.
I see. Well, this man used to say the sentence at the beginning.
I see.
Frank Reddick. And, of course, he isn't living now.
Of course he's not.
No, he's dead good many years.
Yeah, that's why he's not living.
My cousin told me. She said that he was my husband. Yeah. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you'd like to know where you were talking about him.
I appreciate the information very much, Irene. I thank you very much for the call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Take care now.
All right.
Okay, that's Irene, and we'll talk with Nina. And we'll talk with you, too. We have some open lines now. At 254-1030, area code 617.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
When my mom said I should drink rich chocolate Ovaltine because it was good for me, I knew what that meant. It was going to taste yucky like spinach and broccoli. Boy, was I wrong. It was really chocolatey. I guess that's why they call it rich chocolate Ovaltine instead of plain Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine is a different kind of Ovaltine with a flavor kids love.
plus extra vitamins and minerals you won't find in Nestle's Quick or Hershey's.
It's kind of like drinking a chocolate bar, but it's got all this good stuff in it. Things kids need to stay healthy. I love it, and my mom's really proud of me when I drink my Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich Chocolate Ovaltine, with more vitamins and minerals than any other milk flavoring.
It's the one in the canister, made specially for kids.
Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. Extra delicious, extra nutritious. Available at Osco Drug.
Offers with approved credit dealers. Subsidized 6-month payment via social January 94. Discounts and rebates move on.
The following is a special notice brought to you by the offices of Odato, Cascadon, and Hoke. Due to the high volume of bankruptcies and foreclosures, the offices of Odato, Cascadon, and Hoke have been retained to dispose of thousands of rental cars, demos, repossessions, national program cars, and even surplus 93 allocations. All must be sold this weekend at Silver City Ford Hyundai Coachman and Silver City Dodge Toyota. All vehicles will be clearly marked. All reasonable offers must be accepted, and all credit applications will be reviewed. Our on-site disposal agents have been instructed to sell off this entire inventory, regardless of profit or loss, in just 3 days. No down payments and no payments till next year will be available on all select models. This disposal sale will be held for only 2 more days, exclusively on the premises of Silver City Ford Hyundai Coachman and Silver City Dodge Toyota, Route 44 Raynham, exits 13A and 13B off Route 24. Thank you. Wholesalers and dealers not admitted.
Does that mean they'll be barred at the door? The extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Dave Ryan. Partly cloudy and cool overnight, lows 57. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy and cool, highs 70. Saturday night, clear and chilly, lows 50. Sunday, sunshine followed by clouds, highs 68. And Monday, partly cloudy and warmer, with high temperatures 76 degrees. It's 57 degrees in Boston now, and here's Nina in Malden. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Norm. Hello. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I'm calling about Fred in Virginia.
Yes.
He mentioned that that Wallace Berry Jr. was in the movies, but as far as I know, and I'm a movie buff, it was Noah Berry Jr. because I know that Noah played in the Rockford Files. So, and you kind of doubted him when he said that Noah Berry, but Noah Berry was Wallace Berry's nephew, so I thought you might like to know that.
I am glad to know that, yeah, because he did say Wallace Berry Jr., and I didn't remember there ever being a Wallace
Noah
Berry
Jr. Noah Berry was in a lot of, cowboy films and everything, and he did play the father in The Rockford Files.
And I think he also was in, could that have been at Tarzan in the old serials way back?
He could have been in that, yes.
But he was kind of a thin guy.
Yes.
Not with a physique that you would associate with
Wallace Berry.
Well, not Wallace Berry, but with Tarzan.
Oh.
Or even Wallace Berry, who was a very heavy set guy.
Well, I used to see some of those serials at the old Rialto in Everett. You remember that?
Were you from Everett?
No, I'm from Malden.
But
I used to go to the Rialto. I live in the Malden Everett line.
Oh, I see.
But we used to go to the Rialto in the Park Theater all the time.
Oh, the Rialto in the Park.
Yeah,
did you ever go to the Capitol? Because that was the class theater.
Yeah, I went there a few times because my cousins lived down there.
It's funny, the Rialto Theater, I never knew anybody who ever went to the Rialto without a pass.
Yeah, right. You never paid me.
No.
We used to go with the pass, and then we used to get dishes besides.
Oh, yeah, the dishes were great. But the pass you would get, if you knew somebody who had a little variety store someplace...
Yeah.
Where they displayed the poster in the window that told about the movies that were coming up, they would get passes for publicizing it. So you would get the passes. I never knew anybody who ever paid.
We always went with the pass.
Yeah.
We had a little variety store down the street and on Ferry Street, and we'd go down there and he'd give us the passes. That was really funny. But I just thought you might like to know that, Norm, and I do enjoy your program.
I thank you very, very much, Nina. Because you have the Granada Theater in Malden, which is still exists, I guess.
No. What's there now is Brooks. They've made it into a whole lot of little stores.
Because I remember the Granada was one of the major theater,
Malden,
and they divided that in half, didn't they? So ended up with being a couple of theaters.
Yeah. Well,
now it doesn't exist at all.
Well, the Orpheum was down a little further, remember? And then the Orpheum was around the corner, and then the Strand was down the other end of Pleasant Street. Do you remember that?
I don't know. The only one I remember is Granada, because I would go to the Everett theaters mostly because that's where I grew up.
You know, I always I love to hear when you talk about the old days.
The Capitol Theater in Everett, of course, was the class theater. Yeah. And the thing that I admired most was the ushers. I thought, boy, to be an usher, to have a uniform, to have my own flashlight.
I know.
And be able to walk up and down the aisles and see the movies over and over again.
And you couldn't throw any kind of, you know, tricky stuff with them. They'd be right there. They'd flash the light on you if you did the least little thing.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Couldn't fool around there.
No, I know.
Boy, because that was that, boy. That, and theaters had kind of a, I guess maybe they still do. Did you remember they kind of had a fragrance, a smell to them or something?
Yes.
When you went inside a theater, I don't know if they smelled the popcorn or what.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think they smelled the, did they sell popcorn then in theaters?
Well, I think they did. I think they did sell popcorn. Maybe they, I don't know.
So
now,
you,
I mean, it's been so long.
See, you got to be the same age as I am.
Yeah, I'm 70 years old.
You're 70?
Right.
Okay, so it's hard to remember back then.
Yeah.
You don't sound 70 at all. I don't know what 70 is supposed to sound like.
I know it. That's true.
Everybody always says that. Hey, I appreciate the memories.
Yeah, and I enjoy talking to you, too.
I like that, too. Thank you, Nina.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, 254-1030. What I was wondering about, I was mentioning that guy out in California. No, not California. Yeah, it was California. I'm looking for the item. The guy who said lunchboxes, school lunchboxes, particularly those between the 50s and the 80s, were pulling fairly good-sized sums of money. Yeah, Ralph Persinger, Burbank, California. He says, metal lunchboxes from the 50s to the 60s, these are the things that kids would take to school, are the latest hot collectibles. He's been trading and collecting lunchboxes for 6 years and says the prices that lunchboxes are fetching are anything but kid stuff. And I have thought with so many school lunch programs that maybe kids didn't buy lunchboxes anymore. Do your kids buy them, or if you're a kid, do you? And if so, they would have topical kinds of cartoons on them, whatever the cartoon was in season. When I was a kid, it would be Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or that kind of stuff. Gulliver, from Gulliver's Travels. And lately, the Flintstones, maybe. What would be on them today? Snoopy must be on some of the Peanuts characters. But he says some of the prices they get are really, really something. Like I mentioned, he has a Spider-Man lunchbox worth about $5,000. Must have had a Batman lunchbox at one point that might have been worth something. Anyway, give me a call if you're aware of any of that kind of stuff. Or whatever you want to talk about. 254-1030.
If you suffer from motion sickness, listen to Arlene Trigg of Coquiel, Oregon.
Driving on very twisty, turny, scenic routes, I get very nauseated, very sick at my stomach.
It's time you discovered doctor-recommended Marazine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel, help prevent that queasy, nauseous feeling, help treat the dizziness and sickness motion can cause.
Marazine always settled my stomach so well when I flew or traveled by car where I knew it was going to be a twisty, turny road. I have recommended it to everybody that has mentioned that they might get a little motion sickness.
Marazine contains a medically proven ingredient no other leading motion sickness tablet has, and Marazine won't cause the marked drowsiness Dramamine may cause.
Marazine has made it possible for me to travel with pleasure, enjoy the view, enjoy going on trips, which I used to just hate.
Marazine, Marezine. Marazine tablets take the sickness out of travel. Use only as directed.
Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Maynard with some more news about our trip to Italy, which leaves November 8th. You'll be flying Alitalia direct from Boston, no changing planes in New York. For only $14.89 per person double occupancy, you get round-trip airfare, 3 nights in Rome, 3 in beautiful Sorrento, breakfast daily, a welcome and farewell dinner, sightseeing in Rome, an excursion along the Amalfi Coast, a tour of Pompeii, lots of optional sightseeing and side trips in your free time. Weather-wise, it's the very best time to travel in Italy. It's not too hot, not too cold, and the American dollar is now 40% stronger than last year. 40%. I'll be meeting you in Rome because I'm leaving a week early to travel to Turkey. And by the way, you're welcome to come that week, too. If you'd like a free brochure on what's going on, call 862-6229 for Caitlin Travel. Call them, we'll do Italy together, and you never can tell, maybe Turkey too. Call 862-6229. The brochures are free. Ciao.
And ciao to you, big guy. 3 minutes before 2 o'clock. Norm Nathan here at WBZ. And we'll be around through the night. We'll be playing the dumb birthday game a little bit later on. I mentioned that a lot of talk shows were done usually by very conservative males, white middle-class males. I guess not middle-class, probably. They're probably upper-class because they probably make pretty good money. Here was a comment by Harry Smith. You know Harry Smith, who works with Paula Zahn, and they do the CBS morning TV show. He says, people who call radio talk shows to complain should put their actions where their mouths are. The CBS This Morning host says he gets frustrated listening to complaints on these kind of talk shows. He said, if people went to their local school board meetings, they would not be on the phone haranguing. Gave a speech Thursday at East Tennessee State University down at Johnson City, Tennessee. I think that's quite true. Instead of complaining, you ought to do something about it. He said he volunteers at a New York City school helping people learn to read, but admits he could do more. He also blasted the country's culture of want. Still, he says he's been relieved to see selfishness dissolve while covering such events as the Midwest floods. I think very few people call talk shows and harangue. A very small percentage of the population, like about 1%, 2%. But you keep thinking if they just went to their town meetings and argued for good causes and that, or whatever cause they're interested in, and did it on that level, a lot of people don't do much of anything, but they call a talk show and then they start to complain on the talk show and sometimes don't even vote in their own elections, which seems kind of silly to me. But anyway, those are his comments, and I guess my comments, too. Time is about a minute before 2 o'clock. If you missed it, the Red Sox, in fact, even if you did miss it, Red Sox split a doubleheader. If you're wondering, Cleveland beat them 7-4 in the first game and beat Roger Clemens for another defeat. But the Red Sox came back in the nightcap, although it took them 11 innings to win. They beat the Cleveland Indians 5-4 in that game. And Danny Darwin will be pitching against Cleveland in an afternoon game at Cleveland this very day. Thank you so much. Okay, let's check the news, and we'll take more calls after. Some open lines now at 254-1030, area code 617. Love to hear from you.
Plan for the day's weather. Wake up with the WBZ Morning News and exclusive AccuWeather updates every 10 minutes, only on News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson, the civil rights lawyer who last week said the boy accusing Michael Jackson of sexual abuse was courageous, has dropped out of the case. Gloria Allred in Los Angeles says she no longer represents the 13-year-old boy. She's given no reason, no comment, hasn't answered questions. Last week, Allred told a packed news conference in Beverly Hills the boy deserved to have his day in court. Jackson's denied the abuse accusations. The superstar has not been charged with any crime. L.A. police say their investigation continues. Jackson's in Japan on a world concert tour. Two shows at a 30,000-seat arena were sold out in about 3 hours, according to promoters. Lyle Menendez, one of two brothers charged with killing their parents for money, took the stand in his own defense in Van Nuys, California. He admitted the murders, but denied it was for greed. He says he and his brother were victims of physical and sexual abuse.
Did you cry? Did you bleed?
Yes.
Were you scared?
Very.
Lyle Menendez says his father threatened to kill him if he told anyone his younger brother Eric was being molested. The latest stats might show overall crime down in California, but murders were up, and State Attorney General Dan Lundgren in Sacramento says more acts of violence are being done by young people. He says there's a gang mentality.
We have a general loss of appreciation for the value of life such that people apparently don't even empathize with their victims. They've somehow been able to believe in their own minds that those they kill don't really bleed or don't have parents that mourn them or don't have a pain when they die.
Lundgren says he'll propose a bill to have 14- and 15-year-old accused killers tried as adults. A South Carolina company is going to start doing background checks on people who apply for jobs with the Postal Service. It'll check police records. This is in the wake of violent incidents involving postal workers. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm Bill Watson, WBZ News. The State Education Department has named a 40-member panel to develop goals for Massachusetts public school students. The commission will hold 5 regional hearings next month on its way to developing the goals by June of next year in accordance with the Education Reform Act. State and local police have seized more than 1,700 videos and arrested a Holyoke man on charges of distributing bootleg copies of recently released motion pictures. Investigators from the Motion Picture Association of America work with local and state authorities on the case. 52-year-old Rafael Arroyo pleaded not guilty at his arraignment. The state Supreme Court has cleared the way for 2 lesbian women to adopt a 5-year-old girl. The girl is the biological child of Dr. Susan Love, a nationally known breast cancer expert. Only a handful of states allow adoptions by same-sex parents. A son of the founder of Wang Laboratories is expected to retain a seat on the company's board of directors when it emerges from bankruptcy protection. Frederick Wang served as president of Wang Labs until he was ousted by his father, the late Ann Wang, in 1989. We check traffic on the threes now and get an update from BZ's Jack Hartman.
Well, thank you, Bill. We are dealing with a few work crews out and about. This report brought to you by Foxwood High Stakes. We've got some work crews out on Route 128 northbound southbound on 128. They are just about from the Burlington area down through the Newton-Waltham stretch. So only one lane getting by until about 5 a.m. We've got some work crews as well out on Route 93 heading northbound from Route 128 in Woburn, stretching about a half mile there. We've got work crews inside the Sumner Tunnel. That'll keep you tied up. Only one lane open until about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And do remember that many of the taverns and establishments are letting out at this point. That's going to cause some problems. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Johnny Cash in concert at Foxwoods High Stakes Bingo and Casino, September 10th and 11th at 9 p.m. Johnny Cash with June Carter and the Carter family.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritated diaper rash?
It was more like a gauded type diaper rash. Makes you feel awful. You know, want to do something to help him, make him more comfortable.
Then Jackie Black of Newcastle, Indiana, discovered Baby Gold Bond medicated powder.
Baby Gold Bond powder. I put it on and I would rub it into his skin. He would almost be going, oh, that feels so much better. He acted like he was relieved from the pain of the pain.
I'm only 78.
I know a lot of kids. Irritated skin and actually helps prevent diaper rash with ingredients medical experts recognize as both safe and effective, including a skin-protecting medication ordinary baby powders don't have.
I put it on after each diaper change, and it kind of soaked up moisture also so that it wouldn't make it any worse. Baby Gold Bond powder helped clear up my baby's diaper rash, which was real important to me.
Baby Gold Bond medicated powder does more for diaper rash than ordinary baby powders. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
This is AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan. We'll have strong northerly winds overnight that'll bring much cooler air southward from Canada with just a few clouds, the low 57. For Saturday, sunshine and a few clouds, windy and cool, the high just 70. Mostly clear and downright chilly Saturday night, the low down to 50. Then on Sunday, we'll see that sunshine mixed with a few clouds, the high 68. Then on Monday, partial sunshine. It'll be a warmer afternoon with a high of 76. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Ryan.
Temperature is now 57 degrees here in Boston.
No matter where news happens, count on WBZ News to take you there. Whether it's the signing of an historic peace agreement in Israel.
There's a certain joy in the streets of Israel. People are looking at the papers, the headlines. They were watching live coverage this morning on Israel TV of the signing itself.
Or a multiple alarm fire in Portland, Maine.
Firefighters have knocked down most of the flames. They're continuing to struggle with a few of the smaller pockets of fire in some of the buildings. But
when it happens, wherever it happens. You'll hear it here on New England Station for News, WBZ News Radio, 1030.
For news all day and talk all night, stay with WBZ Radio. Now, here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Hey, here's Norm Nathan. He's my kind of man. I listen to Norm Nathan every time I can on WBZ in Boston, the Norm Norm Nathan Show.
Okay, the lottery number is Massachusetts Daily Lottery number 4586. Mass Millions 6, 7, 10, 24, 25, 49. Bonus number 42. No winners of the total amount. And so the next Mass Millions will be worth about $4 million. Tri-State Daily, 746 and 1358. Rhode Island Daily, 3604. And in Connecticut, 457 and 1771. Connecticut Lottery, 1, 2, 21, 28, 36, and 38. And the Red Sox split a doubleheader out of Cleveland. They lost the first game behind Roger Clemens, who lost another one. Cleveland 7-4 in the first game. Red Sox beat Cleveland 5-4 in the second game. They went 11 innings. So the way the thing shapes up now in the American League, since Toronto won and the Yankees lost, and Baltimore lost, Detroit won. Anyway, here's the way it shapes up. Toronto in first place by a full game. Yankees a game out. Baltimore a game and a half out. Detroit 5 games out. The Red Sox 6 games out. Danny Darwin pitching for the Red Sox this coming afternoon in Cleveland. An afternoon game that starts at 1:35 our time. And in boxing out of San Antonio, Julio Cesar Chavez escaped the first defeat of his 88-bout career, and Pernell Whitaker retained the WBC welterweight title Friday night when they battled to a 12-round draw at the Alamo Dome. I don't know why that was so hard to say. The Alamo Dome. Well, of course, in San Antonio, where else? The Alamo Dome. Whitaker gave a masterful boxing exhibition, spearing Chavez with right jabs, left leads, counter punches, and combinations, while keeping the Mexican off balance for much of the fight. Two of the judges scored 115-115. The third judge, Jack Woodruff, favored Whitaker 115-113, but since two judges called it a draw, the fight was called that, and so that's how it ended. Although some thought Chavez had won, some thought Whitaker had won. Whitaker made at least $3 million, and Chavez between $3.5 and $5 million on the fight Friday night. Of course, was set the stage for a rematch, which should bring him in a whole lot more than that. 9 after 2 o'clock here at WBZ. Let's talk with Ian down in North Carolina. Hi, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Okay. One thing here regarding the call about the shadow.
Yes.
I always thought that Orson Welles did the voice on that.
He did that for a while at the beginning. Mm-hmm. There was somebody else who played the part later on, though.
I didn't know that.
And this woman mentioned a name which was not familiar to me. But Orson Welles did. I think he may have originated the part. But I know he did play it for a while.
I always thought he did. I've got an old record here that's kind of...
And you've got him on that tape?
It's a record.
Yeah.
I've got the great big things.
Oh, those big...
Yes.
Well, I forget what the 16-inch things, the 16-inch discs.
I went to an auction and I wound up getting a bunch of this stuff.
Do you have turntables big enough to play it?
Finally, I had to find one, yes.
And you did find one?
Yes, I did.
No kidding.
I found it out in Nebraska.
Oh, because I've got a couple of those big discs. I've got nothing to play it on.
Well, there are a few stations. Well, I don't know. It's been a few years since the auction was held. I also got my equipment out in Nebraska. Kind of the same station that went under.
Yeah, because even turntables in general, even the smaller ones, are hard to find these days.
But
you're right. It was Orson Welles for a while, but it was not. He didn't play it all the way through. Somebody else took over later on.
Okay, on the Chavez and Whitaker fight, did you really expect it to go beyond a draw?
I tell you the truth, I never followed it all that much. I'm just looking at the item now. I saw it advertised.
Yeah.
know, they
but I never thought much. Now, why do you say what you said?
Well, the way they promoted it and everything else, and I'll admit, I don't really trust boxing that much anyway.
Yeah.
I also felt that it probably would be a draw, and you know, there would be a rematch.
Well, you may very well be right for being skeptical about the whole thing, but apparently there will be. I was just looking at the thing. It says many ringsiders felt that Whitaker deserved the decision. Chavez felt he deserved the decision. I don't know. Anyway, but it makes it ripe for a rematch. They didn't do badly even at that. $3 million for one of the fighters, $3.5 to $5 million for the other one. So
no, it's not that bad at all.
No, not too bad.
For going in for 12 rounds and getting your brain pounded out.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, I know. I think it's a savage sport. I've never understood boxing. Did you happen to watch the fight?
No, I didn't.
What was that on the request thing? The pay-per-view thing?
I don't know. I've just been following it in the papers.
Yeah, okay. And I think that was it. I think you could watch it if, you know, you paid an extra fee for it.
No, something I like to say, I just followed it in the papers and the way it was promoted, advertised, and everything else. But from what I've heard of it, from what I've seen of the advertisements on regular television, well, I guess it is pay-per-view, if I remember right.
Right.
And like I say, I am one who does not really trust boxing all that much.
Well, I don't blame you for not trusting it. I think there's a lot of shady stuff going on in there. And I appreciate your comments, Ian, though. I thank you very, very much.
Good night.
Good night now. Okay, let's go. Oh, it's good morning. Hello. Good morning, Weldon.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Weldon.
There are two topics I'd like to touch on this morning.
Okay.
One is vitamins. I can't understand why they're going to pass a law that only doctors can prescribe vitamins when most medical doctors really don't care too much for vitamins and... they're really the main source of our survival in prevention health. And people that don't live on vitamins, you can see their effects. Now, Robert Cummings, he was a perfect example of a person that took vitamins. Because, and Dick Clark's another one, that they attained, they look about 30 or 40, well into their 70s and 80s. I don't know what it is about vitamins, but the supplements seem to help your natural health problem in the sense that your foods that are cooked for some reason don't give you the necessary nutrients.
Mm.
Do you know anything about this new vitamin law?
I do not. I don't even know much about vitamins themselves. I'm sorry. Am I letting you down, Weldon?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry.
Because I thought you were a picture of health now, David Maynard.
I am a picture of health. That's which is probably why I don't really take vitamins or anything. Because I happen to be in such superb condition. My entire body is like a well-oiled machine.
It is?
Yeah, it is. So I've never really thought I needed vitamins. You know, I just get up in the morning, I fling myself out of bed. I'm just so full of energy and so full of excitement and everything, you know.
And you're in your 70s. I can't hardly
I'm,
believe
well,
it.
Well, I'm not in my 70s
oh,
yet.
You're not.
No. Back off a little bit from that. No.
Yet.
I'm in my 60s. No, I am 60. In my 60s, yes.
Actually, does life seem different when you're in your 60s?
Then what? Then
when
death?
When you're in your 50s.
Then the 50s?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. How old are you? What? Where are you?
Actually, I look around 30.
Never mind what you look like. How old are you?
72.
You're 72. Now, is that different than being 62?
Yes, because there's a lot of difference as far as age. You can't find a job anymore.
But I'm not talking about that.
Physically? No, not really.
Do you really remember what you felt like at 62? And could you really
remember when I was going to grade school.
No, but I mean, you can't remember what it was like
10
years ago, what you felt like 10 years ago?
As far as my sexual prowess, I could go into that. But I really think women...
I really rather you didn't. It'll make me nauseous.
Well, the thing of it is, women live longer than men because they use vitamins.
Now, wait a minute. That's a kind of a general statement, isn't it? Do all women use vitamins? And women generally do live longer than men, but it's getting a little more even now since women have been out in the workplace and are suffering the same stress men are suffering. I think it'll even itself out totally soon.
Well, once you have to get a prescription from your doctor, naturally men will catch up because they have pull with men's doctors.
No, but you think women take more vitamins than men do?
They're very health conscious,
Have you taken a survey of this? How do you know that?
I live around a lot of elderly women. See, my mother's 90, and she still has the ability to perform like a 40-year-old.
And so you figure that's because she takes vitamins. Therefore, all women take vitamins?
All her friends take vitamins. They're all in their 90s.
I see.
The ones that don't take vitamins are the ones that have health problems.
The ones who, in fact, no longer exist.
That's
probably
true.
Just conked out years ago.
See, because your body slowly decays, you know, hardening the arteries and all your good parts.
Unless you take vitamins,
Yeah.
You take vitamins?
I take vitamins. I only live on vitamins and health foods. That's all I eat.
Yeah?
Yes.
What kind of health foods, like wheat germ and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I try the natural health, like tomatoes. I only wait for the harvest, the fresh tomatoes out of the farmer's market. I gorge myself on all this stuff. And I have different cleansing waters and foods, like bottled water. I don't use anything that's canned or manufactured.
And you don't smoke or drink alcohol?
No, and I don't have sex, and I just don't have any vices whatsoever. Outside, I do fib once in a while.
You do what?
I tend to stretch the truth.
Oh, you fib?
Yes, I fib.
Well, that's what you said, you fib.
Here's another thing that's on my mind this morning. Why is the baseball leagues going to expand? They have like three different leagues now.
Well,
playoff setup. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, three different divisions is what they're talking about in each league.
Yes.
Because they figure that this way it keeps it more exciting, and your team, even though they may stink to high heaven and really suck, I'm not talking about Detroit.
Yes, they do.
I'm not talking about Detroit specifically.
I lost a lot of money on this year.
No, but I'm not talking Detroit.
Oh, you're not?
I'm talking in general.
Okay.
That it makes it more competitive in a sense that even the lousy teams have got a better chance of making the playoffs.
You mean with a wild card?
Right to the end. With a wild card and the fact that there'll be playoffs and all that kind of stuff.
What about St. Petersburg? You think their millionaires put pressure on them to change the league? Do they want a team so bad? Florida wants five teams.
I don't know. I think it's they think it's going to keep the action more exciting and keep more people coming to the ballpark later in the season. Right now, the way the situation is now, teams get eliminated fairly quickly, if not mathematically eliminated, really.
Yeah.
I was just so thrilled to finally come across a tape with good old Weldon on it. Next time, let's hope to have a full call. And Norm broke his own rule a bunch of times during this one. Thankfully, it wasn't too serious, and he did come to his senses later. The thank you list is a long one, so let's close the vault and leave this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Aggressive and dynamic women. White guys. Joe Friday. Jack Webb. Lunchboxes. The Shadow. Batman. Jerry Williams. ADT. Michael Cook and James Reif. For triple action gold bond medicated powder. Paul Grassi for classic Ovaltine. Hazel Dew and Arlene Trieg for Marazine. Louise Fallon and Jackie Black for baby gold bond. Lotto Vermont? Has anyone ever heard of that? Injun Joe. Tailspin Tommy and Skeezix. Disposal Agents. The second oldest station in America, in Findlay, Ohio, WLGDYX69421. Irene's cousin's husband. The much-coveted Rialto Theater Pass. The Granada Theater. The Alamo Dome. Sexual Prowess. Vitamins. Tommy Floramo. Bill Marlowe. Weldon in Michigan. Catherine Cowdery. Chuck Severston. Gil Santos. David Brudnoy. Dave Ryan. Dave Maynard. Bill Watson. Mike Epstein. Jack Hart. And, pending notification of next of kin, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt. Or, at least that's what my cousin told me.